Hi, this is a dictation for Regina Kuhn. Regina Guinn. Date of birth is 5/18/1967. Date of service is 9/18/2025. Miss Regina Guinn has a chief complaint of severe pain of a chronic regional pain syndrome affecting the right knee and right ankle and foot. The patient has a constant previous treatment with various podiatrists and Dr. Yong, Y-O-N-G-S-O, for various surgeries for tendons, and also she is found to have a meniscus tear in the right knee and ruptured tendon in the right ankle. There is a tarsotunnel, T-A-R-S-O tunnel at the right ankle with tenosynovitis and multiple other issues that are identified. A pain in the right knee is substantial to the tune of 10. Right ankle and foot pain is 10. She denies any pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, upper back. She cannot go up and down on the stairs. She cannot drive. Her walking is limited to less than half a block, and sleep is less than 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, and shortness of breath after walking significantly. No chest pain, no other abdomen pain or any other issues are reported. Her pains are present continuously as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, heart burning, aching, heavy, and tiring, exhausting. The pain level is listed from 6 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing and walking and improved by pain medication and anti-inflammatory medicines. So far, she has had X-rays, MRIs, EMGs done, which are not available right now, but they will be requested to be released. She does report of numbness and tingling of the right foot and all the toes, along with muscle weakness of the right leg. Regarding the past treatment, patient has had surgeries in the right foot, radiofrequency ablation has been done. PT, she has had 30 visits for the physical therapy at Insight with Aquatic Insight, with the Core Institute at Aquatic Solution. And no other surgeries are done. Epidural injections she has done before for some other reason. Kindly review the records for the system review for surgical histories. Allergies. In the surgical history, I'm just reading it. There is a right ankle tarsal tunnel surgery and flexor tendon repair 2023 at Trinity Hospital of Howell. And left knee, total knee replacement in 2022 at St. John Macomb. Radiofrequency ablation in 2025 at Core Institute. Family, please review the records for family history, relationships, status, employment, legal, and personal. ADLs. And also review the diagnosis page. The physical examination will be as follows. The patient is a 58-year-old African-American female. Height is 5'10". Weight is 175. Temperature is 98. Respiratory rate is 18. And she is alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, cognitive care. Hydration is good. There is no acute faces for pain or shortness of breath. Well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. No acute distress. She's able to walk with a limping due to the pain in the right knee and right ankle. He utilizes a cane. Moderate anxiety is noticed. Rest of the exam, so gate is entalgic. Rest of the exam is from the template, including psychiatric and neurologic examination. In the musculoskeletal examination is completely normal. Please use the template. Examination of the extremities, the left knee and left ankle are the examination area which are positive. Rest of the extremities, including upper extremities, are completely normal. In the left knee examination, the knee is appearing normal with some crepitations. Range of motion is 135 degrees. Peripatellar tenderness is noticed, but no, there is no collateral ligament damage. There is no leg length discrepancies. Steinman sign is negative. McMurray sign is negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Patellar apprehension test is positive. No swelling is noticed. Regarding the ankle, sorry, that was the right knee examination. And the examination for the right ankle is as follows. The ankle appears to be reasonably normal with few scars in the area of the dorsal part of the foot. Range of motions are limited, especially in the toes areas. Circulation is intact. Reflexes are poor. There is no open wound or laceration. An MRI that has been done for cervical spine shows a disc herniation at C5-6, C6-C7. MRI for the foot is not available, or for the left knee. The patient would like to go for a surgery for left knee and is requesting for an injection of the left knee. The plan of care is from the template as well as the treatment plan. The patient is ordered the following. He is ordered a Percocet 7.5 milligram 325 every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets. Lidocaine gel 4% is ordered for topical pain relief. Trazodone 100 milligram at night for sleep. Patient is requested, all the medical records are requested, MRIs are requested. The non-pharmacological modalities, yes. And exercise plan is yes. Refer to psychiatry is yes. Fitness club, yes. Weight loss is not required. Interventional pain procedure. Patient is recommended an injection of left knee intra-articular to bring her some relief. Surgical options, neuropsych, attended care, case worker are not required. No investigation is being ordered. DMEs, none. Educations, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. That will be the end of the dictation. The procedure of right knee intra-articular injection was done as follows. The medical indications are empirical. They are being done for therapeutic relief of pain. There is a history of meniscus tear in the right knee for which there is no evidence at this time. But the patient reports significant pain that is requiring schedule 2 medications for pain relief. Cannot walk upstairs. Physical findings are positive for meniscus tear. And hence an injection is being provided. 5 cc's of dexamethasone with Marcan to bring relief as well as heal the area. Injection of the right knee intra-articular was done according to the protocol. And band-aid was applied and the procedure was done smoothly and patient tolerated the procedure well. End of dictation. Thank you.